All right, we're here with head coach of the Georgia Tech men's basketball team, Brian Gregory. First off, coach, how important was that win against Clemson for your squad Monday night? And how has this full week of practice gone for you guys? And I know those are rare this time of year.
Well, you know, obviously it was a great win for us. When you go through a season like we have in terms of six last possession losses and an overtime loss, and two other ones that with 2 minutes to go in the game as a tie score, you know, you're going to take whatever you can get. We played well on Monday night against a tough, hard-nosed, much improved offensive Clemson team. And we've been playing pretty well. Won three out of our last five or six games and playing better. Obviously that confidence is so important when you get into this time of the year. But it's strange, Matt. We go three straight weeks of Saturday, Monday games. And then the last week of the season, we go Saturday, Tuesday. So the prep and the practice is so skewed to what you're accustomed to. But our guys have done a good job of getting ready for games and getting maybe an extra day rest here or there, which I think is important at this time.
Coach, you mentioned it. I know I've asked a few coaches about it, those Saturday-Monday turnarounds. They've had mixed reviews. Just how tough is that?
Well, it's difficult, you know, and I just think this is the first year with everybody now in the league that's going to be in the league and doing the Saturday-Mondays. And, you know, I think you got to give the league a little leeway in trying to figure out what's best. Obviously, doing it three straight weeks isn't what's best, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's great exposure for the league being on Big Monday. So I think that's important. But at the same time, I think we need to figure it out so it's a little more equitable all the way around. In particular, not just for the big picture, but for the players. It's hard on the players. I think we just need to take a look at it. But I think, obviously, the pluses outweigh the minuses, especially if we can get a little better routine there.
Absolutely, Coach. I know you've spent a lot of time in your Michigan State days coaching alongside Tom Izzo. I wanted to take us back there just for a little bit. Even won that national title, plenty of Final Fours in your time up there. What was it like working with Coach Izzo, and how has that experience gone on to influence your own coaching philosophies?
Well, you know, he's, you know, if not the best, one of the best. And you learn something every day. You learn how to build a program. You learn how to motivate guys. You learn how to hold guys accountable. So whenever they're done playing, they're able to move on and be successful in whatever is the next chapter of their lives. And when you look at the great coaches, and obviously, celebrating the life of Coach Smith there, and you look at guys like that, and their legacy is the people that they've touched and impacted, and it's more than basketball. And with the great ones, it always is. And I just feel blessed to be a part of that coaching tree. And we all started out under Judd, who was obviously, you know, just a tremendous guy to learn from in terms of the profession. And so I feel very, very lucky. There's not one day that goes by, and I'm sure it's the same for Coach Williams. Not one day goes by that you don't think of, I don't think of Coach Izzo and what he would do, or Coach Heathcote and what he would do in whatever situation I face.
That's good stuff, Coach. You've coached in a variety of leagues, the Big Ten, the Atlantic Ten, now the ACC. Roy Williams has equated the newly expanded ACC to running a marathon, but it's all uphill. What are your thoughts on this conference, and have you ever been a part of something quite like it?
Not like this. At one point, obviously everybody knows how good Duke is and how good North Carolina is, and Syracuse and Louisville. You have four national brands. You know, they're not programs. Those are brands. I mean, and you name those four, and you haven't even listed the team that's been the best in the league the last 2 years in Virginia, you know. And you just go down the list, and that's the thing. You get to recruit the best players. Basketball is unbelievably important at every school. You know, the coaching is off the charts when it comes to, you know, the simple thing, and I think what Coach Williams is alluding to, as a coach and as a player, you can't have an off night because you're going to lose. And I think the teams like us, the Boston Colleges, who I know gave North Carolina a good game a week or so ago at Chestnut Hill, those teams, us included, are so vastly improved, you know, that it's just it's very, very difficult. And it's hard for kids today, and I'm talking about our players, to be mentally up for every game. And over 18 games, that's a big challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, and you kind of took the thunder of my next question. Going off of that, just how tough is it when you're competing against these top-flight programs night in and night out and coming up short maybe more often than not on the scoreboard? How difficult is it to impart to your team the positives and continue to build and motivate?
Well, you know, I think first off, you got to have, you know, high-character guys that understand and believe in what you're selling and preaching every day, and I've been very blessed to have that because our guys keep coming back for more. You know, there's been more than enough times where, you know, we got knocked to the mat or, you know, got our wind knocked out of us with a strong shot to the gut and the next day come back and practice and be ready to go. And that's what you need to do. You can't get too high or too low. And the key, you know, the thing that we've kept talking about is not only sticking together, but continuing to improve. And I think out of all the stuff, if your guys learn that, sooner or later the wins are going to come. You know, and you talked about Coach Izzo, and that's the single biggest thing I learned from him is you got to know who you are and what you can do, and you got to sell your beliefs every single day. And if you do that and the guys buy in, it's going to turn. You know, it's going to happen, and you can't ever lose faith in that.
Coach, absolutely, that's really good stuff. Now, specifically looking at this matchup in Chapel Hill, in the Smith Center, when you're looking at the tape of North Carolina, what challenges do they present and what stands out the most?
Well, you know, obviously Coach Williams has done a tremendous job of almost building an identity with his team. And it, you know, every team's a little different, but you still have three key components. Unbelievable transition team, unbelievable post-up team, and an unbelievable offensive rebounding team. That's on the offensive end. On the defensive end, tremendous with their pressure. They have a great mix of either big, strong, or long and active. And that's a bad combination when you're trying to game plan offensively against that. And, you know, he set the standard so high, that, you know, unfortunately, when they lose a game like in this league, it's never, man, that team they played must have been good. Sometimes it's what's the matter with Carolina. And there's nothing the matter with them. You know, they're a team that's evolving and getting better. You know, I know they're disappointed in the loss the other night, but that fight, that competitiveness that they played with, I'm just telling you, it was off the charts. Off the charts. And they keep doing that, you know, they're as good as anybody around. And I think coach knows that and the players know that. And, you know, I think they're going to have hopefully it'll be after our two games, they're going to have a heck of a run.
Coach, it certainly was a memorable chapter, another memorable chapter in that Duke-Carolina rivalry Wednesday night. Finally, Coach, before we let you go, who are a couple players Tar Heel fans up here in Chapel Hill may not be too aware of that will need to have big-time games for your Jackets to emerge with a big victory?
Well, yeah, I think you always start with Marcus Georges Hunt, who's been our go-to guy and our rock the whole year. And as a junior and first recruit we brought in, you know, he knew the challenge that, you know, where we were at as a program. And he stayed the course, and he's going to get paid with a huge reward at the end of that. And, you know, he's a guy that can do a lot of different things for us. He's shooting better from the three. He's able to put the ball on the floor and drive. Sometimes we have him handle the ball as well. but maybe a couple other guys. DeMarco Cox has done a big job for us as a fifth-year senior. The fans will recognize Robert Sampson because I think that's Ralph's son. 2 years ago, he played for Jeff Lebo at East Carolina. He came into the Dean Dome and had a pretty good game against North Carolina. I'm hoping for the same, to be honest with you. And then our guards are, you know, freshmen and sophomores, and they'll be challenged. And I think they've responded well so far.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here today, and enjoy your visit to Chapel Hill.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
All right. Take care.